AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Nepal's capital of Kathmandu is short of everything. Food, medicine, electricity. 2 days after a massive earthquake that killed more than 3,700 people. Dr. Sandesh Dahal is there. He says tens of thousands of residents are living outdoors, fearing that they may be killed by the continuing aftershocks.
Because of the severe sequence of the afterquakes, most of the people, they are very afraid of getting into their houses. So they are living in this open area.
He talked to Sky News. Doctors and other medical professionals from all around the world are traveling to Nepal to try to help the victims. The Supreme Court says it will decide whether websites and other firms that collect personal data can be sued for publishing inaccurate information. Google, Facebook are among the internet companies closely watching this decision. The case was brought by a Virginia man who was unemployed and looking for work when a profile of him popped up online saying he was employed and had a graduate degree. He claims his job prospects were harmed by that profile. Freddie Gray's funeral begins next hour. He's the 25-year-old black man who suffered spinal injuries and died while in the custody of Baltimore police. Our Jessica Gresko reports on yesterday's wake.
The wake was peaceful. There was one gentleman who was standing in the middle of the street with a sign telling cars to honk in support of Freddie Gray.
This morning, there's a line outside the church where Gray's funeral will be held. Three members of President Obama's administration will be among the mourners. Next hour, Loretta Lynch will be sworn in as the nation's first woman black attorney general. And the 2015 Teacher of the Year is Shauna Peoples from Amarillo, Texas, who works with immigrant students. This is AP Radio News. Furious 7's number one again at the box office. Here's our Jamie Fryer.
Just when you didn't think it could get any better, huh?
Furious 7 stays number one for the fourth straight weekend. The latest Fast and Furious installment has now topped the $1 billion mark in ticket sales worldwide and is the third best international money earner ever.
Las Vegas.
Take it in, Cupcake.
I'm finally working the big leagues.
I'm so proud of you.
The comedy Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 is a strong second this weekend. But look for a box office shakeup next weekend when the Avengers sequel opens. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Police in Pennsylvania have charged 20 people with shoplifting items like power tools from Lowe's home improvement stores, then returning them to other Lowe's stores for credit. $28,000 worth of merchandise involved, according to police. The Dow is up 72 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.